community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We're going to have a phone call from Alan. Morning, Alan.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hello. Let me introduce you, Alan. Alan's the editor of the Brentwood Gazette. And I'm all well, Alan. Thank you very much. You're going to give us a quick rundown on a few stories that are going to be huge in today's paper, aren't you?
Huge, that's the word. Yeah, I've literally just come flying in the office, grabbed a newspaper, run into the office and picked up the telephone. So it's one of those newspapers I've not really looked through yet, but it's quite a nice, it's a nice-looking piece by the look of it.
Oh.
We've got a lot of police cars on the front page, actually.
Really?
It's a kind of, like, divided front page. There was a massive story last week. A huge drug factory was found in one of the Hutton Mount mansions.
No!
Yeah, £1.3 million mansion, five bedrooms, amazing-looking place, gated, the whole lot, like you expect in Hutton Mount. Police were there for about 2 days. They found what they just described as a very large cannabis factory.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, so that was one of those ones that was very, very popular online. And as a result, that kind of appeared on the front. Alongside, early as Saturday morning, two big groups of travellers clashed in South Wales.
Oh, that's not good. That doesn't sound good at all.
About 50 of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, villagers left petrified, that weapons were brandished, like rocks thrown through car windows, police helicopters searching from the sky with the spotlight down on the park and the area around the Tower Arms. Really, quite, it sounds quite scary, to be honest.
It does.
But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. There's some really good stuff in here this week. Full guide to the Bremer Festival.
Lovely. That's what we need.
Are you going?
I might pop in. Might pop in on the Saturday.
Yeah? Just to see what's going on.
Yeah, just to see what's going on. Have a chat with a few people, as you do.
Anyone you particularly want to see?
No, not really, because it's such a great lineup this year. Fantastic lineup.
Yeah, pulled it out of the bag, haven't they?
They have. Big time. I mean, we've got Soul to Soul on the Friday as well, haven't we? So.
Yeah, because Friday night it was really good, really strong lineup.
It does, very.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
However, weekend, that also clashes with our probably biggest event of the year as well. We host the Essex Festival of Food and Drink.
All right.
Over at Crescent Temple Barnes, Braintree. So, unfortunately, we can't make the Bremer Festival because we're all working at the Food and Drink Festival.
Oh, but do you know, just a little bit of a nonsense I've got to tell you now. The Crescent Temple Barnes were actually built by the Knights Templar. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go and have a look around there. There's plaques all over the place.
It's a lovely place.
It is gorgeous.
And this Food and Drink Festival is lovely if the sun's out, and it looks like it's going to be such a good day on Sunday for
it. Fingers crossed it stays well.
I'm involved in a cook-off on one of the stages at some point. Sounds entertaining. We were whipping up a healthy barbecue dish.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, we're cooking chicken breast, sweet potato fries, salad, mayonnaise, all kinds of stuff.
Now, call me a weirdo if you want. Mm. I don't mind that. Been called a few things worse than that. Mm. But I always dodge the chicken at a barbecue.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Because you don't think it's cooked through properly?
Well, it's always that thought in the back of my mind.
Yeah. You don't know whether it's quite done.
No, it's just because it only takes the one piece of chicken, doesn't it, really? And I'm thinking, I'll dodge it.
Well, we're competing against two presenters from a rival radio station.
Oh.
Two of us on stage against two of them. And it's who can whip up the best barbecue dish.
Well, I'll be rooting for you, Alan.
Could be interesting. I'm allowed to invite people up on the stage. So if you want to come along and help, feel free.
Oh, well, Crescent Temple is actually a really good day out.
It's lovely. It's really nice.
Lovely day out. So I might even pop down there. You never know,
you
lad.
You could be anywhere this weekend.
I could be anywhere. I've got a car, you know.
Oh, and also very importantly in the paper this week, we've got a nice double page spread. Brentwood Children's Literary Festival, which I believe you've had featured on air a fair bit.
Yes, we have.
From Chicken and Frog.
That's
We've got a lovely looking double page spread on that. Piers, one of the reporters, spent a lot of time speaking to 6 different authors who are taking part in it. They've talked about what they're going to be doing, who they're going to be inspiring. We've spoken to Natasha as well. Full rundown of all the events, all the authors, when they are, what's sold out, what isn't. So if you've got children, that'd be very interesting as well, I imagine.
We've actually got one of the people from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop in on Michelle's show today.
Have you?
Yes, we
today?
Have. Yes, today.
What a coincidence, I mentioned that then.
Wow, say what I mean. You're psychedelic, you are.
Brilliant stuff. Well, no, I'm sure it'll be very interesting. I really enjoyed editing their kind of double page spread they've got in here, so I suspect they'll have something good to say online.
Fantastic.
On air, even online.
Well, we're online as well. Don't forget.
Of course you are.
Oh, yes, we're everywhere. So, Alan, thank you very much for calling up today.
No problem.
We'll have a chat with you again next Wednesday about what's coming up in the Brentwood Gazette.
The following week.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.